All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. Sorry about that. We were chatting it up, and then we had to make sure Jade's mic was good, and then I was doing my older lady gripe about prices of certain stuff that we'll talk about a little later in the docket. But first, how are you, Jade? And do you have any church announcements?
I am good. Church announcements wise, I don't think I have any other than, I don't have any church announcements for myself. Mike will be at Boston's Comic Books and Color something or the other festival. Comics and Color. Okay, so Mike will be at Boston Comics and Color, and then after that, we'll be at DreamCon.
Philly.
We'll be at Philly.
Eckbach.
East Coast something or other.
Yeah, that something, I don't know.
It's like East Coast, it stands for something. Forgot what it stands for, but it's called Eckbach. And then we'll be at DreamCon. So y'all can catch me at any of those conventions. So Boston, possibly I might be in Boston, Philly I'll be at, and, Houston. I'm trying to think of anything else.
And Brooklyn in June.
And then con season is over after that. We're live, by the way.
I don't care.
Yes. Oh my God.
I tell them.
This goes on YouTube now, you know.
Okay.
And for those who don't know,
San Diego Voyager for my interview.
For those who don't know, I have a live-in, a nesting partner. I live with my partner, and yes, they're lovely. Yes, but you know, let's see. I think that's it for me. Outside of like just life in general, I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm not as tired as last week, so that's an improvement. I'm still tired, but not as tired. No, overall good. My church announcements is, as Jade mentioned, this podcast is now on YouTube, meaning it has its own separate channel, which is the Embassy Talks on YouTube. So if you are listening wherever podcasts are found and want to see the video version of this, where you can see our expressions and the graphics that we pop up when we talk about stuff, be sure to check out the Embassy Talks on YouTube. It has the symbol is a little picture of like, I forget what you call it, but it's like the Roman building with the pillars, and it's in purple and turquoise.
Parthenon.
There we go. Yeah. So, that is the symbol that you'll be looking for if you're listening, on apps where all podcasts are found and want to watch the videos. Now we've only. Okay, I've only uploaded the episodes from this calendar year. I was trying to do the episodes, maybe like going a couple episodes back in 2024, like December 2024. However, that would have taken going back and forth between my laptop, and which is in one room, and my actual PC computer, which is where I stream from, and I didn't feel like doing all that. So, yeah. So, you only get the 2025 onward in video form, and everything else you gotta listen to. Let's see. Other church announcements. Oh, I also have launched a separate gaming channel for everything that is not Kingdom Hearts, and that channel is called Empowered Muse Plays. So, if you are into watching Let's Plays of different streamers, be sure to check that out. Right now I am uploading not all of my Final Fantasy Rebirth Let's Play because it's a really long game. But basically the first three chapters, the Gold Saucer date and the finale, final battle, which I mean, Gold Saucer kind of leans into the finale of it, and the finale is quite long. So that should be about a total of 7-ish videos, maybe 8. And then after that, will be Visions of Mana, up to where I stopped because I still got to finish it. And then planning on uploading the Sonic Shadow Generations. And then because I'm currently streaming it, and hopefully by the time I get ready to start editing and uploading, I'll be almost finished, if not finished with it. I'll be uploading the Persona 5 playthroughs, but really I'll be condensing it to like Dungeon 1, Dungeon 2, or Palace 1, Palace 2, sorry. most of the time JRPGs are dungeons that you have to get through, not necessarily palaces, but I'm going in the order of palaces for that. So, but yeah, so launched two new YouTube channels, one for our podcast and one for my Let's Play. And stay tuned for a future announcement for a possible future channel in a couple months. Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and get into our docket. Yes, we are going to talk about the Switch too. That is actually going to be a part of our news beat. But before we talk about Switch 2, a little homework from overseas. Marine Le Pen is banned from running in France's 2027 presidential election. If you don't know who Marine Le Pen is, she is the current leader, basically seen as the current leader of the French's far-right party, the National Rally. And apparently she was found guilty of running a system of embezzlement that siphoned $3.4 million, I'm going to assume that's USD, US dollars, of European Union funds to her National Rally party. So, of course, she's not going down without a fight. She said she's going to appeal her 5-year election ban and 2-year suspended prison sentence, plus another 2 years of her having to wear an ankle monitor. And she was among 24 defendants from her party who were swept up in that charge. However, if she fails in appealing her disbarment, there's always an acolyte waiting in the wings to take over. She has a protege and heir apparent in Jordan Bardella. I think that's how you pronounce his name because he's half Italian, half Algerian. Who's 29 years old, and this is millennial, but I'm going to argue it's zillennial because he's on the cusp. He's on the younger cusp of millennial to Gen Z. But yeah, zillennial darling of the French far right with a bootstrap backstory of growing up, like I said, being half Algerian, half Italian, in Paris's grittier suburbs. So we'll see what happens. The current president, Emmanuel Macron, can't run again. He's he's reached his term limit. So this is why this is an interesting story to kind of look ahead to. I mean, I know we can barely look ahead to at this rate tomorrow, but in the next couple of years, especially with some of our European partner countries. And Marine Le Pen really made a name for herself starting back around 2014, when there was a lot of kind of far-right uprisings, especially when it came to migration, particularly with people coming in from North Africa and the Middle East, and the whole thing about the burqa ban and all of that in France. But she really made a name for herself in the far right. Going back then with the initial rise of this kind of new new old far right sentiment that it wasn't just us with Trump. It was also in other European countries as well. And then she kind of went under the radar after she lost to Macron. But she's still been kind of that face of the far right party over in France. Now it doesn't necessarily look like their far right party is going to go through a identity crisis. Cause even like I said, even if she can't run, she has an heir apparent, protege Acolyte who is like right there in lockstep with her. So like, yeah, very interesting to see how this fares out, especially because by 2027, there might be a feeling of people being tired of these sentiments based on what is currently going on. Although I will say, I think Marine Le Pen is a bit smarter in the sense that her message has softened over the years, but like it still is what it is. It's just not like, you know, certain salutes on TV bad. So softened in that sense. So your thoughts on this though, Jade?
First, looking at her, it's like not Martha Stewart going to jail again.
I will say, even though Martha kind of looks regular, she looks better than that.
Yeah. But yeah. It's nice to know a lot of the times that, like, we know politics are messed up and politicians are very grimy. But it's also nice to get reminded of that every once in a while and to see the justice served. It's like, girl, you got a whole ankle monitor now for embezzling money. And it's always, that's how they get you. It's yep. Like, it's always money.
It's always the paper trail.
If you can't. Yes. It also sucks that she had like a whole protege, though, that can step up into the ranks if needed. But it's just like, kudos to them for actually, that's a lot of money, first of all. $3.4 million towards your party, and you thought that nobody would notice. Like, you were hiding it that well. Ma'am.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch with France, with their presidential election now, we see if the left side will use this momentum to kind of point the finger and be like, see, if there are there any standout officials that are running? That's the real main question.
If
you're smart, you would say it.
Yeah, Macron has his own heir apparent, basically. I wouldn't say standout. He seems very like status quo. But I'm also curious if pointing the finger and being like, see how crooked they are would actually work, because it ain't work over here. So like, I don't know if that's really resonates anymore.
It's like you turn a blind eye. I was like, but then when we figure out, they'll turn a blind eye to it. And then when they find out they're not for the people when they get elected, and it's like, no, we told you that.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see how that goes. Because hell, the way it's looking, they fit right in America if they wanted to.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, ready to move on?
Yes, give the people what they want.
All right. Whoop. All right. So, Switch 2 Direct happened this week. Got a lot of information. So quite a bit of specs as well. So Switch 2 has a 1080p 7.9 inch display with HDR compatibility, and it supports up to 4K output at 120Hz with variable refresh rates when docked, which means basically you'll get very good graphics up to 4K, which is saying quite a bit for a console that is relatively small compared to like the massive size of PS. Well, I won't say massive, but it's kind of massive. The size of a PS5. So, the analog sticks are no longer like the tiny nubs. They're closer in size to the Joy-Cons that you would see on a PS5 or Xbox controller. And each Joy-Con also has an optical sensor that allows you to use it as a mouse and a C button, the C button stands for chat. So the chat function works with a mic built into the console although headsets are also supported. And Nintendo will also sell a $50 camera that plugs with a USB-C port that's on top of the console, and that'll allow you to stream your face along with your game. Additionally, Nintendo has built a Discord-like video sharing feature, which lets you show your gameplay to others and see other people's screens while you're playing. You can do all of this without like streaming to a third party like Twitch, or from OBS to Twitch, or like, you know, from OBS to whatever you stream, like Twitch, YouTube, Kick, all that. So all this without plugging in and plugging into like a game capture, basically. Some of the biggest I wouldn't say surprises, but I would say hype moments. Some of the bigger hype moments was that this find out that the Switch 2 is indeed backwards compatible. But not only that, it'll work with GameCube games via the Nintendo Switch Online expansion pack. So three titles will be available at launch, which are F-Zero GX, The Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker, and Soul Calibur 2, which I will admit I am a little excited about the Soul Calibur 2 part. Not getting it at launch, but I am excited about the Soul Calibur 2. Reason I'm not getting it at launch is because I'm trying to be a responsible adult. Because the Nintendo Switch 2 will be available for $450 standalone, just the Switch 2 itself, or for a $500 bundle, with a digital copy of the new Mario Kart game, Mario Kart World, which, of course, had its trailer, during this direct. Now, the Switch 2 will release, June 5th, 2025. Pre-orders start April 9th. Also, talking about price point, so you have the Switch 2, which is $450 standalone. If you don't get the bundle, fine, cool, whatever. You might think that the games will still run around their $30 to $65 price point. Not quite. These games for the Switch 2 are running $80 digital and $90 physical, if I got that correct. Yeah, man, that's not in a digital copy. That's like regular base. These are gonna be $80 to $90 games for this console, which means that these games will now be more expensive than a PS5 base game, which runs about $65 to $75. So mm-hmm. For the base. Yeah. So Jay, you gonna get the Switch 2 on launch day?
Not on launch day. That's a save up for it day. No, but like it has really good features. Like the fact that you can loan out your digital games to people. But it sucks that it's like a 2-week period, or is it 10 days or 2 weeks, that you can loan out a game to somebody, which I'm like, that sucks. But the fact that you can do that is cool. The fact that you can have all your backed up games. So like how when people had multiple switches, or yeah. you can like have your games just be on the cloud for it versus it having to be downloaded to that specific one.
Yeah,
you can move your games over to another one. So that's a good upsell. But the price for those games, they are smoking something good.
Mind you, these prices came out pre-tariff announcement. So just keep that in mind.
Exactly. So I'm like, they are tripping. They are really tripping on some shrooms. Because, no. It's just, by the time you buy four games, that's the price of a new console.
Yes.
That's ridiculous. And you know Nintendo never has things on sale.
Like, no, not their
big ticket games.
No.
You can buy it. You can get other stuff on sale, but not their, like, Marios of Nintendo and stuff. You're never going to get that on sale.
That thing is still $65.
Exactly. So I'm like,
or however much it is, $60. Mm-mm. Yeah. But no, yeah.
So I'm like, they're notorious for not having sales. So they'll have everything else that you don't want on sale, on sale. But yeah, just they're tripping with the prices. But like everything else about it, the backwards compatibility, the Joy-Con upgrade, the optics for it, being able to view it in 4K, because a lot of people have 4K TVs. So when you get to actually utilize the electronics that you have for your gaming systems, the fact that there's two USB ports on the one on the bottom, USB-C, one on the bottom and one at the top, so you can be docked while you have the other accessories, which the accessory prices are on par with other things like the PS5 camera. Like that's the same price, so that's not out of the question. That's really actually just reasonable.
Yeah.
Again, the only unreasonable part is the games.
Yeah.
I was like,
if the Switch 2 itself were $450 and the games were still like it's regular, they're regular prices, then I would get it. I would still probably not buy it on launch, but I would understand because the specs are, you know, that much more than the regular Switch, than base Switch. So, you know, the $450 is still just like, but it would have been a little more understandable. The games has stayed at like $60.
I'm gonna get it though. But all that being said, I'm still gonna get it eventually. If I have to shake something to make something.
You're gonna get it.
So yeah,
I will.
More
help,
right? I hope you're aware.
Exactly. We're gonna complain while playing up.
Right? You're gonna be sitting there playing and be like, "Ooh, this game expensive."
It's still fun though. I'll get it eventually.
Like the second grab of consoles that go running around, maybe.
Yeah.
Let y'all get all the ones with the bugs first.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Like, I don't know how buggy. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be buggy at all, but, you know, just don't know what types of bugs will occur, or maybe, I don't know if there would be a shortage of any kind. So, I mean, there shouldn't be, but who knows at this point. So,
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait and let the first batch roll out and see how people feel about it, and then I'll buy it. Like I'll catch the Black Friday. So I doubt it's gonna go on sale for Black Friday, but
right. And if it does, then you have to run into the people who like buy them up to resell them.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, but and then what was I gonna say? Not about it being buggy. The thought left me.
Ah.
But yeah.
Outside of the thought flowing away, anything else?
For these, no, just that, like I said, shake something to make something. If there's a will, there's a way.
Get us at 100K subscribers already so we can pay it that way.
Oh, thank you for saying subscribers. That it made me think about what I was gonna say.
Ah.
The funny thing, when they after the announcements and everything, and they were showing live footage of the Mario game, and then all the people were spamming, just saying like, "Drop the price." They're like, they spam the hell out of it. I was like, that's funny. I was like, I know that's right. Like, peer pressure them.
Man, I mean, it probably would have worked too if our country didn't aggressively slap tariffs on everything now. It's like, we would have, but you know.
And then they try to like go a roundabout way of doing it to where, like, I was talking with Mike earlier about this, and they were saying about how because of the tariffs, they went and they started manufacturing them in another country.
Yep.
In Vietnam. And but then America slapped tariffs. So like, nah, everything go get a tariff. And it's like, huh? What you mean?
Yeah.
So. It's like, it sucks.
Yeah, but that price, that's not, I'm not looking forward to shelling out money for that.
That's an ugly price.
It is.
I could see post-birthday gift to myself if I have the funds for it.
Yeah.
That would be the only way, but that would be like the only way. If I would get it like at the drop. But yeah.
And my current Switch works just fine, so.
Right? I don't even play mine as much. But yeah. I want it just because it's new.
Nah, I'm not necessarily drawn to it because it's brand new. I'm good with waiting. Especially because I have a whole working Switch that I need to play more anyway, so. Yeah.
Nah, I could see buying one for the household and splitting the cost.
No. Oh, you tried.
Oh, I tried.
You tried, friend. You tried.
That was a hard no.
That was a hard no. I appreciate your effort, though.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But yes.
Ready to move on?
Yeah.
The problem, like I said, the issue isn't the Switch at all. We wouldn't play anything. Not play. Because I'm not spending more than $60 on a Switch game.
So it's not the cost of the Switch, it's the cost of the games. That's why I'm getting a hard no.
That's fair. Okay. Moving on to Creator Hub. Few updates and very interesting creator industry news that we'll get to in a bit. But first, Twitch and YouTube updates. So for the first time, Twitch released advertiser-friendly content guidelines. It details content standards, labels, and a new section about content suspensions with brand safety implications and outcomes. What this means is, for Twitch, when we live stream this podcast in particular, because I have to label it political, we probably won't get no Twitch ads. So it's for political sensitive topics, violence. I forgot the other one, but those two for sure. So, and I think it's because ads run pretty freely on Twitch. Even if you don't like do the ad setup, like it's they're gonna run regardless. So, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I think it's interesting as a sticking point. I think it's interesting that political or sensitive content is one of the like yellow kind of cautionary labels for ads on Twitch compared to YouTube. It seems that if you're political, you get all the ads. So especially if you lean really hard one way or the other, regardless, you definitely gonna get ads. So I think that's kind of interesting. I don't know if just because they have different parent companies, like, you know, YouTube is under Google and Twitch is under, I think it's still under Amazon. But yeah, Twitch is still under Amazon. So like, I don't know if that's why, but yeah, that is a very interesting differentiation. So yeah, it's just one of those, I have feelings on that, but, I guess we'll move on. All right. Twitch's upcoming day one monetization has a catch. You can't withdraw any money until you become an affiliate, but you can spend it on site. So what this means is that you can go ahead and get paid, even if you're not an affiliate. However, even though you will probably be able to set up like your deposit account and all of that, where your money's going to get deposited, you won't be able to withdraw set monies until you reach the affiliate threshold, which to me kind of makes sense. But also I think Twitch is trying to draw in more creators to get money, but kind of circulate it on their site, and that's why you can't withdraw whatever you make from day one until you get affiliate. That's just my guess. So that Twitch can get a little bit more revenue. And in very interesting overseas news, again, Twitch was granted a default judgment in its lawsuit against the Russian oligarch's son, who had sued it for what... And it wasn't Putin's son. Putin doesn't have a son that we know of. But the Russian oligarch's son had sued it for what amounted to all the money in the world, basically. Like, blank check. The Russian did not show up in... Literally with the blog. So the Russian didn't show up in court. So the case went Twitch's way. So that happened. YouTube real quick. YouTube Shorts will now count every view rather than requiring a few seconds of viewing to count as a view. So as soon as you like look at it, watch it, whatever, it'll count as view. YouTube is testing more intelligent notifications to optimize for people who receive too many, like me, who never checks for notifications. The Take a Break feature is launching for all live creators, which prompts creators to basically do a Be Right Back screen. So YouTube will have its own in-house Be Right Back, just like it has its own in-house countdown for like premieres. YouTube is also reportedly adding dynamically read swappable ads to its podcast feature. So... maybe knock on wood, later this year we could test that out. And YouTube is testing allowing premium members to give out 10 videos ad-free to 10 other people. So, like, gift videos. Like, if you're subscribed to an online newspaper and you want to give, like, the article, you can give as gift articles. So now you can give gift videos if you are a premium member. Your thoughts on these updates, OJ?
Yeah, with the day one monetization, I understand it because they need to make their money as well. It's kind of hilarious that they're like, but you can't withdraw it, but you can't spend it here. So that's hilarious to me. But it makes sense, though, that you can't break it out until you become affiliate, which that can help push people to become affiliates if they know they have money just sitting there. I wonder what you could probably just use it like on subs and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's my guess. Subs and biddies and all that.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, that's interesting. It's hilarious. Him taking them to court and not showing up. I was like, you did all that fuss like a toddler for nothing. With the shorts views, that's actually really smart because a lot of times people will view something for a few seconds and then scroll on.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get that counted towards you.
Yep.
But with that, you still get the count. So it's like, even if they only invested 3 seconds into it and moved on, that's still 3 seconds that somebody viewed your content. So that's pretty good. The Take a Break, that's good that they're launching that for, to have like a pause feature. So, because a lot of other platforms have similar features already.
Yeah.
So you, like I said, YouTube is just trying to come up in the game and be the site that's not Kick, basically. It's not a wild, wild west. But for the live streaming to where you can have some type of semblance of order to your streams. And yeah, we didn't talk about TikTok yet. But no, for those, that's pretty good. Oh, and then the ads for podcast features, which for us, I was like, that's actually kind of look into that more to see like what that's all about a little bit more. But yeah.
Cool. All right. So on to TikTok. TikTok Shop is slated to launch it was slated to launch earlier this week in France, Germany, and Italy. So it should be live now. And in a bit of interesting news, Amazon made a last-minute bid for TikTok to buy TikTok, which comes as a U.S. ban on the platform is set to take effect this Saturday, as in April 5th. I don't know. I don't know if anything's going to happen, but yeah. Although it's unclear if ByteDance plans to sell TikTok, several possible bidders have come forward in the past few months. Among possible investors are the software company Oracle, which we talked about last week, and the investment firm Blackstone. But yeah, so Amazon's putting its hat in the ring as a last minute bidder, which would be kind of interesting since Amazon has Twitch. So I wonder if like, it'll be kind of a, like, Twitch is its own thing, basically, but I'm not saying Amazon will buy it and turn it into Twitch Lite. I'm just very curious of how that will look with Amazon owning two of these live streaming hosting sites now, if they do, in fact, buy it before Saturday or midnight Sunday or whenever this ban is allegedly taking effect. All right. Anything on that?
TikTok Shop, like I said, it's a slippery slope. So I hope they have fun overseas with it because it's a joy to get some stuff on the low low. It's literally basically like shopping on Temu or Shein, but it's TikTok.
Okay.
So it's just like that.
I see why it's a slippery slope.
Yeah, so it's like you'll find a deal on something and be like, oh, yeah. And yeah, it's like, except for you can also find name brand stuff too. So that's the, like, they had stuff on sale for Fenty and they were like, and it was actually, it's not like some bootleg version. It's like, no, this is actual Fenty. They're telling you about the sale. So yeah. Amazon putting their hat in the ring to buy it. Very interesting to take over, and if it really does go away on the 5th, oh well, RIP. I say that, as if I don't use CapCut right now. But it's, yeah, it's like, if you don't have those things downloaded, I say download them as soon as possible, because the way that people were tripping out last time,
man,
I will sell my, I'll sell my phone for it. I'll be like, yep, I got TikTok on it. Like, for a Switch and some games. But
yeah, we'll see. My prediction is that it will, some, like, it'll probably fizzle, as in it gets pushed, it gets delayed again, or Amazon comes out to be the winner of the bidding competition, if ByteDance agrees to let Amazon have it, or maybe they make some type of shared deal, and it's good enough for our national security. That's my prediction.
And Amazon would actually be a pretty smart choice, just because they have experience in gaming. Platforms and media sharing platforms. So they have that already. So they're known for it. So it would be an okay fit versus like Oracle, who I'm like, y'all do like HR work.
Yep. HR in school.
Yeah. So I'm like, it's kind of weird to be like, and now you're going to own a social media platform. And who knows what you'll do to it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All righty. And in some interesting creator industry news, Kai Cenat apparently is banned on Twitch. After his account was hacked, his username was changed, and the hackers went live. His YouTube was also hacked, but... So this all happened, like, what, today? Or late yesterday? His YouTube was also hacked, but as of like a few hours ago, it's been restored. Like, he has his subscribers back and all that. So I think his channel on YouTube is safe, and like, he can still create revenue there. He's still banned on Twitch though. Last I heard. But in a video posted on Twitter, he seemed to be, you know, coping well, all things considered. And I think it is because at this point, Twitch was what made Kai Cenat, well, I would say a blend of Twitch and YouTube, but I think live streaming on Twitch was what made Kai Cenat such a big name in the streaming industry, and launched him to other platforms and to do other things, especially because now he hosts, you know, more famous people on his streams. And because of that, he's gotten like different brand deals, and like was even in the latest State Farm commercial, the Batman one. So, I think because while he started on Twitch, he doesn't necessarily need it immediately for immediate revenue right now. I can see this being like, because I feel like this is like his only, like, streaming content creation is about his only source of income. So, if this had been maybe like 3-4 years ago, maybe even before that, like, it'd probably be a different story of this man's revenue has tanked. Majority of this man's revenue has tanked, which is unfortunate. Yeah, it kind of sucks. It wasn't a random haha hack, like, you know, some just hackers fooling around or whatever. This was like pretty targeted. Because I think it left a message of like, that's what you get for banning me or something to that effect. So it seemed like a pretty targeted hack, like it was personal, not necessarily for like his money. So that happened. Protect your accounts, people. Maybe I'm telling myself this too. Change your password every 90 days. But your thoughts?
Yeah, no, a lot of people were like in the comments when I was reading the articles and stuff, and they were just like, you're supposed to have the two-factor notifications on the MFA authenticator. And it's like, y'all, I'm pretty sure they do. Those can be hacked.
They can.
I was like I had to change my Microsoft password. And that one, I have the randomizer that gives you that random, a whole bunch of letters and numbers. So something that I don't even memorize. Mm-hmm. But one of those kind of passwords on it. And apparently for like last month, somebody's been trying to log into my Microsoft account. Mm. And so I was like, well, and then they finally got the password right. But because I have the two-factor authentication on, and it sent the notification, that's the only reason why I know, because it sent the notification to my phone saying, hey, is this you? And I'm like, Microsoft, I'm like, no. And I went in my account, saw that a month's worth of logs,
yeah,
of somebody trying to get in. So I was just like, oh, yeah. I was like, they can, if they have enough time, they're going to break your stuff if they can.
Yeah.
Change my passwords and change them often. I guess you got to be like at work. I hate every 90 days. I hate doing it. Actually, SARS are less. We have less than 90 days and we have to change our passwords frequently. I have 3 separate passwords I have to change on a rotating basis, and it's irritating.
I have 2.
Yeah, because I have 1 to get in the system, 1 to get into my other systems, and 1 to get into the other system. So I'm just like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
All these passwords. And I agree that I don't think that not having access to the Twitch is going to hurt him, because he's made a name for himself. He's bigger now. He has other sources of income. And like I said, like you've gotten new partner deals with like people like State Farm and things like that, where they have the money to back you. And that's without you having to be not an ad on your platform, but you're on their platform.
Right.
They booked you as talent.
Right.
That's completely different than having an ad. So it's just like, oh, I'm pretty sure he's okay.
Right.
Like, it sucks, but I'm pretty sure he's going to do just fine with the hack. And if he has to start over on Twitch, I bet that would be, like, the biggest hike in day one, somebody getting going to partner.
Right.
And, yeah. But also, it's like backtrack from last week, the week before, about the whole you can appeal bans now.
Oh yeah. So
if he did get access back, he can always appeal it and get it unbanned.
So. That's true. So, but yeah, just keep your cybersecurity up and stuff on your accounts. Like I said, this from what I read, it felt kind of targeted, like on a personal tip, not necessarily just like coming for guys' revenue. So yeah, but that's not to say it can't happen to any of us. RFIT, moving on to So Do We Care, or So Do Y'all Care, actually. We tend to care. Yeah. All right, this week's nomination goes to... it goes to the administration for imposing tariffs on penguins near Antarctica. And no, he didn't actually tariff the penguins, but that headline is funnier to me than just saying he imposed tariffs on a remote island near Antarctica. So, yeah. So a group of barren, uninhabited volcanic islands near Antarctica, covered in glaciers and home to penguins, see, he did tear with penguins, have been swept up in Trump's trade war as the U.S. president hit them with a 10% tariff on goods. Heard Island and McDonald Islands, which form an external territory of Australia, are among the remotest places on Earth, accessible only via a two-week boat voyage from Perth on Australia's west coast. They're completely uninhabited, with the last visit from people believed to be nearly 10 years ago. Heard Island and McDonald Islands are among several external territories of Australia listed separately in the tariff list to Australia, which is why they got hit. They also got hit with the 10% tariff. External territories are a part of Australia, not self-governing, but have a unique relationship with Australia's federal government. So, yeah, he tariffed the penguins. Everybody got tariffs. When he said everybody's getting tariffs, everybody, even Antarctica, got tariffs. That is my takeaway from this. Your thoughts on the penguins getting tariffs?
A hot mess. It's a mess. It's like, how do you put impose tariffs on a place that's uninhabited? What went through your mind when it was just like, yeah, I'm gonna place tariffs on them? What? That is just crazy. Like, that's absolutely asinine.
Yeah.
Just, I was like, placing tariffs on happy feet. They can't even dance in peace.
Nope. You gotta pay extra to dance now.
Yes. Like, again, because, you know, penguins give pebbles to their mates and all that, so now they're gonna put a tariff on pebbles. Like, oh, you got that from the South Island. That's gonna cost you.
It's gonna cost 10% more. You gotta add the 10% tax, sir.
Yes, like 10%. I was like, that's a mess.
Penguins are going to start having what do you bring to the table because of the 10% tax now.
Oh my God, penguin popped the balloon. Do you support the tariffs? Yes. Oh. So, oh my gosh, that'd be so funny. Oh,
poor penguins.
Speaking of pop and bloom, did you know that they're making a Netflix series?
I did see that. I saw that when I was scrolling the Instagrams, that they're doing a new they're having a Netflix series, and they're having Yvonne Orji from Insecure. That's how I know her. Molly from Insecure hosting.
Yep. And at least the girl in the couple that produces the online version, they're still going to be a part of it.
I was wondering, did they like trademark it or get a patent for it? Or like basically, because like I'm sure they're fine with not necessarily hosting on Netflix, but I was kind of hoping, since that was their thing, and that they got so like big from it, like Arlette got over 1 million subscribers now off of Pop of the Balloon. So I was kind of hoping for their sake that, you know, I'm sure they thought ahead of well ahead to get something to where they will get those Netflix coins.
Yeah. They're still a part of it, which is good. So they're still going to get money from it. So
yeah.
I'd be like, I want all the money, though. Give it to me as many ways as I can get it, because that was my brainchild.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Yeah.
That was just a random random side tangent.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, but do I want to watch it? Because, like, you watch enough Pop the Balloons, and I get, like, you know, it's kind of entertaining. It's definitely content, good content to review, especially in the just chatting streamer world. But at the same time, it's like, it kind of follows the same formula after a while.
Yes. And realistically, yeah. I don't even watch the whole thing. I watch the videos where they clip just the funny parts, where they'd be like, watch how he crashed out.
Yeah.
Watch how she answered this. And then be like, and I'll just watch that, just that one part, not the whole thing. Cause I'm like, ain't nobody got time for all that.
I feel like after the whole Aaron the Plumber debacle, there were people getting on there just to go viral.
Oh yeah. Most definitely. I just saw one where the girl was mad because she popped her balloon because he wouldn't disclose how much money he makes. And I was just like,
I'm so glad I'm
girl
talking. I'm so glad I'm spoken exactly. for.
I was like, ooh, the streets are raggedy because no.
I be telling mine all the time. Don't send me back out there. No, no. I will not.
Like, I ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
We in this forever.
Till you're 90. That's my new line for him now.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, the streets are so raggedy. I don't know. I'm so glad I have a nesting partner and I have a little side piece and I'm good because that one I met on a whim. But I'm like, I'm set. I don't want to go back on the streets anymore. Every once in a while I'll go on a dating app and look and I'll just be like, the dating pool got piss in it. No. I was like, oh, it's nasty out here.
Yeah, nah. All right. Do we have any other nominations? That was my only nomination. I just thought it was wild that we tariff penguins.
I know, right? I don't have any other nominations for it.
Okay.
Other than So Do You Care, but in the positive light, never mind. I just saw that.
Oh.
I don't even have to bring it up.
Was it going to be my next thing?
Yep.
Okay, cool. Moving on for the weekly roundup. All right. Whoop, my bad. So can you talk about something for 25 hours? Before we talk?
No.
No?
I mean, there are some things I can talk about. If you get me started on Doctor Who, I could probably talk about it for a good amount of time, or Star Wars or something. But would I want to? No.
So here's the thing. Y'all know I have over 25 hours worth of content on Kingdom Hearts. That said, I could not talk for 25 hours straight about it. One, because I would get tired and my systems are just like, no, we're not going to last that long. Just like hunger, bathroom. No, I just would not be able to last that long. But also, the way I present stuff now, it's like I have been trained to be brief and concise. So that's why I struggle to even get my videos to like an average of 12 minutes. Because I was just like, I can't long wind. No. Anyway, we're talking about this because in case you missed it, Senator Cory Booker, Democrat from New Jersey, spoke for 25 hours, basically in protest of the current administration and particularly the overreach of DOGE and like a lot of other stuff too. It's like everything that's happened since the inauguration, basically. But basically did a 25 hour speech. Well, not just speech, but just a filibuster. And so to prepare, Senator Booker relied on a roughly 4-day fast. He wore his sneakers on the day of. He had 15 binders with 1,160 pages of material and a steady stream of notes from staff to get through this 25-hour filibuster. So when you filibuster, the rules are you have to remain standing. Would not make it. But you have to remain standing there on the Senate floor. You cannot do bathroom breaks. You cannot break to eat or drink. You cannot sit. You are allowed to yield for questions. That's about the only thing. Because Senator Booker went 25 hours, he clocked in at 25 hours in like 4 minutes, almost 5 minutes. One of the reasons he went for so long, one of the more pivotal reasons, but was to break the previous record of 24 hours, 18 minutes, I believe. And that was done by the late segregationist Strom Thurmond, who was in the Senate till he was like 100 years old. and segregationist in every respect, name and respect of the word. Whatever you think that he thought, he pretty much thought and said it. So yeah, and not so fun fact, Thurman's filibuster, 24-hour filibuster, was in protest of the civil rights bill, 1965 civil rights bill. Shout out to Senator Booker for breaking that, for doing a filibuster for a, in my view, way better cause. Let's see. Yes. Yeah. So yeah, I think I covered everything there. He did say that his sleep health score, I guess on his Apple Watch, clocked him at zero by the time he finished. And there, his watch was like, bro, you know, do something else. Lay down and don't get up for another 25 hours. Yeah. Shout out to him. It's actually kind of good to see him take a stand. I think it galvanized people to be like, oh, okay. I mean, Democrats are still in disarray. But this seemed to be like, well, somebody's doing something. So, but yeah, your thoughts.
Yeah, definitely. That was going to be, if it wasn't on there, that would have been my feel-good story of the week, because for you to the commitment to stand 25 hours, like not just talk for 25 hours, to stand there without a bathroom break, without eating, without anything interrupting you other than people passing you notes
and asking you questions,
going through it. Yes, one by one. I would have gave up so quick. I'm like, no. If you ask me to talk more than 10 minutes, I'm done. It's like, no, like not in a public forum. No. So like, kudos to him. Is he still dating Rosario Dawson is the real question.
I was wondering that. I don't know.
Cause I was like, I wonder if they're still dating.
I wonder.
That's just a random.
I wonder if that was, this is what I get for watching Scandal. I was like, I wonder if he did that. Cause he announced it while he was like running for president in the 2020 primary. So I'm like, now was that just so people would get off your back about like, do you have somebody? Cause it looks weird to run as a single man, but yeah, I don't know. let's see, anything else on that or in general before we close out though?
Apparently they're not dating anymore.
Oh, well, there we go.
Okay. So, yeah, they stopped dating in 2022.
Okay, so not after he dropped out the primary, so, okay. Not quite aligning with my theory.
Yeah, they dated from before and after. But not just during.
Okay.
So I was like, I was wondering that. But yeah. But wouldn't that have been funny? We had Ashoka as our first lady of the Star Wars nerds would have gone insane. But that's all I have for this week.
All right. Cool. Appreciate y'all coming out to another episode of the Embassy Talks podcast. We shall catch you next time.